Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports joins us at 6:45. But this is what you got from Ravens injury report yesterday. Let me go down the list. Rasheen Ali, concussion, limited. Cornerback Marlon Humphrey, groin, full. John Jenkins, nose tackle, personal, limited. Tight end, Isaiah Likely, foot, limited. And then all the DNPs, defensive tackle, Nnamdi Madubuike, fullback Patrick Ricard, outside linebacker Kyle Van Noy, and cornerback Nate Wiggins all did not practice. And out of those four, who can you least afford to miss?
Wiggins, Ali, Likely, Madubuike?
No, Likely was limited. I'm talking about the DNPs. Madubuike, Ricard, Van Noy, Wiggins. Those are the DNPs.
Oof, that's a tough one. Damn. I may say Madubuike.
100% Madubuike, yeah. For me. Jeremy?
I think it has to be him because the key to stopping the Lions is shutting down the run game.
Yeah.
And I think he's one of the biggest. I mean, look, you're talking about your best defensive lineman, a guy that can move. Jared Goff is, he's mobile, but not to the extent of what we've seen other guys.
He can avoid the first would-be tackler.
Yes.
But after that, he's in trouble.
Yeah, you're not worried about him running. You're not worried about him running around back there and creating extra time. I'm not saying it's impossible for him to do that. It's just not normally in his game. You want to keep him in the pocket, not have a run game, and force him to try to find his receivers there after that run game shutdown and make him one-dimensional. And I think Madubuike helps with that more than any of the other guys.
And no doubt about that. Not only that, Madubuike impacts what other people do. I mean, you know, to me.
He exerts pressure up the middle.
Yeah.
Which is, it's great because you can't step up into the pocket because he's there.
I think if Madubuike doesn't play, then I think Roquan Smith is impacted by that as well. So, you know, there are a lot of different things coming off of that for me. Madubuike is the one. Jeremy, do you think Isaiah Likely plays Monday?
Yep, I do. After seeing him practice, after hearing him go very soon, yeah, he's playing Monday.
Ed, you think he plays Monday?
I think most of these guys play Monday except Likely and Ricard.
Oh, you don't think Likely plays?
No. I think Likely's playing.
Do you? I don't. I think next week.
Seeing him practice this week, I think it's definitely Monday.
Hope so.
I think he's playing. I do.
I mean, look, if they see anything wrong with him, like, this is the problem, is that, like, we all speculate what's going on. The same thing. He's out 2 to 4 weeks. Can't wait to see him in 2 weeks. You know, like, that's, we all do that. But when they didn't put him on the IL there, IR, whatever you want to call it, for the first four games, it led me to believe that it wasn't just going to be the Chiefs game, that they felt he could come back sooner than that. But we'll see.
Well, we don't know what's quite going on with young Nate Wiggins. We know it's a groin, but this is what John Harbaugh had to say.
Is he okay? He's generally okay. Yeah, he wasn't good enough to practice today, though. So hopefully he'll be good enough to practice tomorrow.
His name is General Lee O.K. So we got a lot of generals around here.
General Sordis. General Lee O.K.? Reporting for duty.
Ed, you decipher that. Does it sound like he's going to play on Monday, Wiggins?
Well, the fact's a Monday game, I'd say yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If he can practice, and because Monday gives you that extra day of rest, I'd say yeah, it's a night game. So it's as far out as it can be. So yeah.
Yeah, he got hurt. The injury came after the interception.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he plays on Monday?
You think trying to get away from Joe Flacco, he just, It's what got him.
Yeah, to shift gears just a little bit.
Something. Got tackled by his own player.
Yeah. Something bit me.
Cheeto Awuzie jumped on his back, and then after that, he got up limping.
See, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I hate to give you some sort of indecisive answer here, but they're so nondescript about injuries telling you this and that. With the extra day, I would agree with Ed that you're hopeful, but we don't know the extent of it. If he's not practicing, it has to be pretty bad.
Yeah.
Or at least it has to be bad enough that you give him those days off thinking he could play.
It's the thing about football that sucks. As soon as you kick it off, man, you got injury reports.
Yeah. Every week.
Every week.
Every week.
That's the thing about football that just sucks, man. I mean, some of the things you can play with baseball, you can't even suit up with football.
Nope.
Ricard hadn't played yet. Matabike looks, it didn't practice. Do you think if they played Sunday, some of these guys probably would have been at least limited yesterday? Are they taking advantage of the extra day?
I think they are, sure.
But I think it's too early in the season to even start considering that. Like, okay, we're keeping him out for safety precautions, right? Because it's not as bad, but we want him to heal up and not have anything go wrong.
Right.
But also, like, do you really want to push somebody this early in the season? I mean, they know the extent of the injury. We're just speculating on it. We know he has an injury. Like, for example, Marlon Humphrey, he was the guy I was worried about. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh.
He's full.
It's Nate that you got to be worried about.
Yeah. Same injury, full, though. Marlon Humphrey stays on the injury report, though. Jeez, every week. I mean, he'll play.
Yeah.
But he's on that report.
They used to do that with Brady all the time. He was, like, questionable for every damn game.
Hangnail.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Toenail. He used to do that, though, with the whole team.
Yeah, he put the whole team on the injury report.
He would put the whole team on the injury report.
He'd say the whole team got the flu. Exactly. You hear that? The flu.
I know Vegas probably hated him.
Yeah.
Because you never know who's really injured.
You don't. Because that was his thing. He put everybody on the injury report. And it's like, and he didn't say anything, obviously. You have no idea.
Well, that was also before Vegas was really in bed with the NFL, though.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays, I'm sure they would, hey, Bill.
I don't know. It's funny. Like,
FanDuel is the official sports partner of the NFL.
The reason these things are in place is for gamblers.
That's all it is. People don't understand that.
It's for gambling.
If you're just Joe Fan not gambling, they're not doing that for you. They're doing it for Jeremy and people like that.
Yeah, degenerates, people like that.
I wasn't going to say that.
It's kind of what you said.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay.
410-583-1057. I said the gamblers.
People like me.
Yeah, the gamblers.
Losers. You're a loser.
I wouldn't say that.
Hey, I heard it.
On air, I wouldn't say that. That's just for you and me. You know what I mean? I'll tell you that later. It's my love language to you, loser.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.